governance committee or whatever that was.
Right.
Which I think for the most part, I think they're, it seems to me that once again, they're looking at what the content is.
Mm-hmm.
So as far as where we're at, I think that's probably been the newest, kind of most current of where the content is. But I'm not really sure, you know, where we're going to take it from there. Because
okay.
When I talked to Robert and we were talking about that spreadsheet, there's content in there or there's topics in there that there's not much more than just topics. So I'll give you an example. I'm opening it right now. Sorry.
Okay.
So they say something like, okay, here we go. They've got positioning. So, are we talking about positioning yourself? Are we talking about positioning, is this like your personal brand? Or is this like your, you know, where you are with your clients? You know, it's just those kinds of things where I'm just not sure where they're going with that information. But at least with this, it's called the BNE onboarding and draft. And I would say look at that one, because what I did with that one is I took the content or the topics that they had come up with, and I put what we currently have in there, and then you can see, you know, kind of the direction that they're going right now.
Mm-hmm.
But the other thing I can send you is where we were previously.
Okay.
If that would help.
Yeah, yeah. I think anything will help right now, because as we redesign, I want to make sure that whatever we can leverage that's current, you know, parallel being developed and will reasonably be launched by the time we want to launch, we want to go ahead and leverage it if it makes sense.
Right, right. So it still sounds like they're planning an April launch on this.
Okay.
So that's where we are with that.
Okay.
But at least this one, this BNE onboarding draft, that one, it shows you the direction. I really do believe this is the direction that they're going, and I think it'll probably, I think it might be added to, but I don't think a lot of stuff's going to be taken away, because I've noticed some, one of the things that I've seen with this new one is that they have, here are some topics, say 5 to 7 topics, and then there's going to be they want to do a simulation activity, and then they have the add a glance activity. So it sounds like they're kind of expanding it a little bit more, and it seems to be a little bit more complete.
Right, okay.
So I can send you the link to that, and then the other thing from the past I can send you is, I know, which I like Excel spreadsheets, so I tend to have a lot of them. let's see. I think this is the other one. Maybe? Shoot. And I think you have access to both of these, because they're all on the, the main topics, which was getting concerned in the branch, managing a branch, providing wealth planning, and providing advice. So those were the main topics. And then there was SDLI. I don't know if you remember this one.
I think, yes, I do. Yep.
That we created, and then these are all the WBTs that went along with it. So, so that was kind of where we were. And where we are now, let's see, how do I change this? No, not that. Oh, I just don't figure it out. This is Robert's new one. Again, we've got getting started in the branch, managing your business, but then they added a whole piece about growing your business, providing wealth planning, and providing advice. So we still have the same categories. But these are what I'm talking about with the topics. So they've kind of expanded out the topics, because before we only had the new employee welcome, the branch network orientation, client communication, this big dual thing, and intro to edge. So we didn't have any of these, what are they, five here?
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have that one. We didn't have the simulation. So this is more of a, so Robert's new one, I'll call it that, is more expanded.
Yep.
And like I said, I like this because what I did was I took the current information, or the current material that we already have, and I placed it in here so we can kind of see what we already have out there. And I included the WBTs, the facilitator, the FC guide, the IWA pages, whatever we had from our previous information, I included it in here. So I would say this is probably the better one, but I can send you the link to both of them. So, and then I don't know if you want to see the compass page, because that's going to have that thing's totally going to have to be rewritten, but so you probably don't need that one yet.
Okay.
Is this enough?
Oh yeah, this is plenty. This is actually more than enough. I really appreciate it.
Okay. So yeah, I can send you the links to those. Oh, I know they're in one of our team folders.
Mm-hmm,
I'll find the link. I'm like, I know it's somewhere. So yeah, so that's what I have. So what's your guys' timeline in different branch?
September.
Wait, like next month? September.
Last month.
Oh, last month.
Yes, and I have not. Oh, yeah, they haven't. They haven't committed to a new deadline. I'm like, there's no way, you know, that kind of thing. We haven't even assessed where we are, what you want, because this is an entire redesign. So I'm going to bring up your April date and see if we can coincide, let's say, in May, right after that. So that way you all can make sure that what you have everything's worked out, and then we can launch, you know, soon after that. So
yeah, that makes sense.
Okay.
I think that would make a lot of sense, because then we can definitely be coordinating and building together.
But, right.
Because like you said multiple times, is that a lot of this stuff is almost identical. You know, there's some minor things, but for the most part, it's a lot of the same. So why rework it? Yeah.
Yep.
Makes sense to me.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, and a happy Friday to you.
Well, thank you. I hope you have a happy Friday. Pretty nice, and you have big plans for the weekend?
Well, unfortunately, there was a shooting up on my son's campus, and so not too long after my last meeting today, I'm going to go up there. We're all going to ride up there just to hang out with him, make sure he's all right, because this is his first exposure to any type of, murder or anything of that nature, any type of tragic incident.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I heard about that. I just saw that glimpse of it. Holy crap, that's his campus?
Yep, that's his campus. Oh. And he's a freshman.
Oh. Is he okay? Is he completely freaked out?
Yeah, I mean, he's somewhat freaked out, but he is, well, you know what, let me just read what he wrote this morning. So, And the crazy thing is that we got a text from a bunch of our friends this morning, and like, what's going on, you know? Because we hadn't even, you know, turned on news yet or anything, but it happened like 1:30 this morning.
Oh my God.
So he says, yeah. So he writes, yeah, I got the news just now. It was a bit of a reality check for me, to tell the truth. It was where the fraternity were and all. I just know that this campus is going to need prayer. I always said I was afraid of something like this happening, and when it's right around the corner, it puts things into perspective. I'm just a little upset and concerned for the lives of the deceased and the one in the hospital and the shooter. I have no idea who they are, and I have no idea if they were saved, so.
Oh. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Okay, is there a part of you that wants to just have him come home now?
No, we understand. We understand, and we tried our best to prepare him for just the world in general. So that's why we're going to, you know, just run up there and hang out the rest of the day with him. We're not going to, you know, take him away or whisk him away because he's 18 now, you know.
I know, so. I know.
Now, granted, this is Dad speaking. Now, if you were talking to my wife, she would absolutely agree with you.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. I don't even know where this. I just pulled it up on this. Oh God, I can't even. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I'm probably closer to what your wife would say. I'd be like, bring my baby home.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Well, I'm glad you guys are going to go up there.
Yeah. Yeah, no, he's only about 2 hours away, so.
Well, and you know, I think it says a lot about your son because of what he wrote.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't just say, you know, I'm freaked out. He actually said, and, you know, his first love to the people who were involved in it.
Yeah.
You know, and yeah. Not just the ones that were shot, but also the shooter. I mean, he's done really good with him. I mean, just that he thinks like that. That's impressive. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we're grateful.
Very. Yeah. Wow.